Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith, and today we're going to be talking all about the full moon because we have one coming up on the 24th, and I'm going to give you some tips on what you can do to harness the energy of the full moon and really sort of like take control of it to do things that will put you in a positive perspective in your life versus letting the energy just make you go crazy and haywire and feel emotional and out of control. So according to the Farmer's Almanac, February's full moon is known as the snow moon, and it reaches peak illumination at 7:30 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, February 24th. Now, this is where I always get tripped up because it'll say the full moon is like on the 24th, for example, but really to see the actual full moon at night, you want to look at it on the 23rd. So I always like feel like I'm a day behind when I look at these dates. But anyways, the February full moon is called a micro moon, and this is basically just the opposite of a supermoon, which simply means that the full moon is at its farthest point from the earth. And so the full moon overall is really a time to sit with our emotions and unpack whatever has been like weighing on us lately, whatever's been bothering you, nagging at you, like little annoyances or things like that, that just build up over time. The full moon is a great time to like release that, to let go of all of that, because emotions tend to rise to the surface on the full moon. So you think about like the moon and how it can move the tides and the ocean and how our body is made up of mostly water. And so the full moon will really sort of like shake things up, and you'll see a lot of things come to the surface. And so this is why, you know, you tend to feel, I know I like feel very emotional. I usually feel like angry, or just things like come to a head on the full moon. This is why you see, like anyone that works in a hospital and has the ER, they never want it on a full moon because there's just so much like crazy shit that happens. But that's why it's really stirring a lot inside of us that's going to come to the surface. And if we're, you know, on autopilot, which we are most of the time, we're going to let it kind of make us feel crazy. But when you're aware of it, you can harness that energy in a positive way. And so, again, it's like, now that I'm aware of it, I kind of know what to expect. So I don't read too much into it when I'm feeling super emotional. But this full moon is in Virgo. So from everything I read, it might leave you feeling isolated and disconnected, very like cut off from people. And typically we'll view this as a negative thing. Like, why do I feel so like alone? And, you know, why do I feel like it's just me? But really, this can be a positive thing. This could be something that you really need in your life right now, because how often do you actually take time for yourself and kind of disconnect and step away from everyone and everything? Usually not very often, because society tells us we're not supposed to do that, right? But we actually need that from time to time. So this can actually be a good thing. And this could be a time that we need to reflect, to go inward, and to just have a little bit of a break from the outside world. So if you've been feeling that way, or if you feel that way over the next few days, just know that that is actually a good thing. It's normal. You don't have to beat yourself up for not wanting to go out and socialize or call up your friends or whatever. So I'm going to give you an idea of what I do during the full moon. And I typically do the same type of thing overall. So I'm going to go over this. If you want an actual guide and journal prompts to walk you through a full moon ritual, I have that in my new manifestation bundle. So it's 11 money manifestation courses for $11. It's been selling like crazy. Everybody loves it. So you can get that. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's also in the link in my bio on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe. But I have the moon rituals in there. So I have a new moon and a full moon ritual that you can actually print out, and it's has all the different rituals and explanations, but it also has journal prompts. But I'm just going to give you kind of like an overview of my full moon routine. So first of all, going with this theme of disconnecting, the full moon is a great time to say no to whatever's going on, especially since this one falls on a weekend, and allow yourself permission to do nothing, to just be alone, be by yourself. For me, I like to use this as my excuse for like a self-care night where, you know, I just kind of pour into myself and get away from the kids for a little bit. But this full moon in particular is a great time to really give yourself that space to just be alone and have some quiet time. So the first thing that you want to do is cleanse your space. Clear out all of the energy. So I think of like the full moon as releasing, letting go, clearing, cleaning. Like those are all the themes of the full moon. Because again, everything is coming to the surface and you have to do something with that energy, because you don't want it to just be stuck and then turn into resentment and all of these blocks that are leaving you, you know, down. So you've got to find ways to move through that energy, cleanse that energy, and sort of like let those things run their course so they can leave. So cleansing your space is definitely important. So I recommend opening up the windows so energy can kind of leave. You can bring in some fresh air. You could burn some sage. You could even like physically clean your house, like vacuum, sweep, mop, dust, like actually physically clean the area. I also got this cleansing Reiki candle, and that's amazing. So I'll like open up the windows, I'll light that, I'll burn some sage and just kind of clear, you know, clear all that stale energy out of the house. You can also cleanse yourself. So this is a great time to like do that self-care ritual, like soak in a bath. You could put some Epsom salt or baking soda, really good for like getting rid of toxins and just relaxing, right? Like just relaxing. This is not the time where you want to focus on like manifesting a bunch of stuff. This is the time of the cycle where you want to relax, go inward, reflect, and just release. Release, let go, and soothe yourself. So you can even cleanse your crystals too. So if you're taking a bath, like you could put crystals in the bath. Speaking of crystals, you want to set them outside to charge in the moonlight. So I have like, I'll usually have like a box or a bucket and I'll put all my crystals in there and then go and put them outside. Or you can put them in like the windowsill and let the moonlight charge them up. And then set an intention. So this kind of gets you off of autopilot, right? So you're not just like going through the motions. You're actually setting an intention for what you want to get out of the full moon. And so a lot of times with the full moon, like I said, I'll get really emotional. I'll get aggravated. So my intention is just to bring myself back into balance and feel peace. You know, it's like I'm not trying to manifest anything crazy. I just want to feel balanced and peaceful. Come back into like that state of harmony. So set an intention for where you want to be. It's so simple, but it's so powerful. What happens when we can just set a clear intention of what we want and call it in? And then my favorite thing to do is rage journaling. So basically what this is where you write out everything that's bothering you. So anything that's annoying you, pissing you off, like anything negative, anything that's been like a weight on your shoulders, just put it all on the paper. Like purge all those negative thoughts and feelings and energy and get it all out. And you can say whatever you want because no one's going to see this, because when you're done, you're going to burn this. So feel free to just completely let it all out on the paper. And if there's like a specific person that you're in a conflict with, or you've been holding a lot of like resentment over, you can actually write them a letter. So it's not a letter that you're actually going to give to them, but it's a great way to just say what's been on your mind and get it all out and go over everything that's been bothering you and set the intention to release it all, to release their hold over you, to release like any power that they have over the way you've been feeling, and doing that by like putting all of this onto the paper. And then again, you're going to burn it. So here's the thing though, when you burn something like this, you don't want to keep it in your home or even on your property, right? Because this is like that negative energy that you've been, you know, feeling like it's weighing you down. So you want to get rid of it. So like you could throw the ashes outside of your yard, or like bury them in a flower bed, but like outside of your yard, or you could just like flush them down the toilet. But whatever you do, just get them out of your vicinity. Okay. And I'm telling you, like every time I do this, I feel so much lighter. It's like that weight lifts off your shoulders. And yeah, you may not have like address this with the particular person that's bothering you, but it still feels like you've been able to let it go. And so it's easier to forgive, to move on, you know, whatever, when you can just let all that out. And, you know, it's like a positive outlet because you're not blowing up your life, but you're still moving through those emotions. So speaking of that, like you do want to move. You want to move the energy through your body during a full moon. Like the energy is getting wild. Emotions are coming to the surface. You need to do something with that energy or else it's going to settle, right? It's going to settle. It's going to turn into an energetic blockage that you're storing. You're storing that trauma, the wounds, whatever it is you're feeling. And you don't want to do that. You want to move through that energy. So you can do this by physically moving your body. So it could be as simple as going for a walk, or you could do like a workout. You can dance, you can sing, you can yell, you can cry. Just do whatever you feel called to do. But the point is, don't bottle it up. Let it out. If emotions are coming to the surface, let them out. Like this is a time to kind of clear out everything you've been holding on to that's been building and building and building. Now is the time to let it out, release that energy, and you will feel so much better. You'll feel so much lighter. You'll feel like, I don't know, it's just like calm and peace once you move through everything you've been holding on to. And once you experience these emotions that are coming to the surface, they're over in like 30 seconds. So like an emotion, you only feel for about 30 seconds. It's when you don't process it, when you don't actually cry or yell or like whatever the emotion is, if you don't experience it, that's when it lingers. And it feels like it's going to stay with you forever. It's because you're not processing it. You're not letting yourself actually feel what you're feeling. And this is common because our society tells us that like it's not okay to cry and feel emotions and express yourself. But you really want to do this. And this is why it's a good time to tell people no and to be with yourself so you feel comfortable to express whatever's coming to the surface. So move your body, move through that energy, let yourself feel all the things, get it all out, have a good cry. You'll feel so much better. And again, if you want like more of a set ritual where you can follow it step by step and you have journal prompts, I have that for the full moon and the new moon. It's part of the 11 course bundle for $11. So I'll link it in the show notes again. You can also get it on my Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe. And yeah, I hope you have a good full moon. I hope it doesn't get too intense or crazy. I'm thinking that since it's the micro moon, it'll be a little more mild. So we'll see. But I hope that this kind of helps you understand what you can do when all this energy and everything comes to the surface. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next time.